Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, happy Sunday to you. Happy Sunday to you. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, if you are catching this replay. If you are listening to me at the moment, I appreciate you sharing this energy with me. I appreciate you coming and allowing me into your space for this next half an hour. Welcome to Intentional Conversations with Janelle. Welcome to 30 minutes of an intentional conversation in reference to self-healing, self-healing, self-love, things like that. As anyone who has listened to any of my shows knows, we are definitely going to make sure that we are all on the same plane. We are all sharing the same moment. We all may experience this differently, but I want to make sure that we are all in the same moment. So if you are in a position where you can relax and sit back for a little bit, we are going to do a brief breathing exercise and get some nice cleansed oxygen into our lungs and make sure that we are all in the now. So if you're in a position to do so, I would appreciate if you could have a seat. If you are already seated, just make sure that you are relaxed. Let your facial muscles relax. Release any tension that you may have in your shoulders. If need be, go ahead and roll those out a little bit. And what we are going to do is inhale to the count of four. We're going to hold that to the count of three. And then exhale a nice deep exhale to the count of four. And we are going to repeat this three times. Let's go. Inhale to the count of four. Holding this to the count of three. And release to the count of four. Second time, inhale to the count of four. Holding this to the count of three. One, two, three. And a nice long release to the count of four. Perfect. One last time. Nice, deep, cleansing inhale to the count of four. Holding this to the count of three. And let's release that with a nice, cleansing exhale of all of that negative energy. Perfect. Welcome to the now, and thank you. I appreciate you all again spending this half an hour with me. I have an amazing guest for us today, and I cannot wait to have this conversation. There's a lot been going on. If you listened last episode, you know that I have my van. So you know that everything now is coming into fruition. Everything is coming into play. Everything is playing out. My platform is expanding. I'm getting more and more guests that are speaking the same message that I'm speaking, that are speaking to the audience it is that I would like to continue to build, and helping out women and anyone really learn themselves, love themselves, and just choose themselves. So getting my van has definitely been able to set me off on the rest of that mobile journey for my mobile workshop, for my mobile life coaching. The whole mobile movement, as far as van life is concerned, you all know I'm all about it. And so I recently purchased my van and I've been able to kick that off. I'm supposed to be on the road to Arizona. I haven't left yet. Ended up sitting talking with my brothers last night till 4 or 5 o'clock. And yeah, getting on the road was just not an option today. So I am ever so grateful for the opportunity to be mobile in my business and still walk in my purpose. I am so grateful for every opportunity that was presented to me in Chicago for me to be able to concentrate on Just Choose You and think and do some reflecting on some patterns and things about myself that I wanted to make some changes to. if I did not have the opportunity that was presented to me by my sister in a time of need for both of us, I wouldn't be able to, I don't think I would be where I am in this platform, which is pretty much knowing what it is that I choose to do, knowing what it is that I want intentional conversations with Janelle to be about. So the level of gratitude and the amount of gratitude that is flowing through me in this time is amazing. And as you all know, or may not, so I'll let you know now, August is my birthday month. I bring it in for the Virgos of the season. So you know that I'm always on some type of either journey or challenge or anything like that right before my birthday. Although I didn't do anything official this year, I've definitely been taking mental notes. It's been more personal this year, I'll say that. I've kept it a little personal. I didn't necessarily do a public challenge, but I have been sharing the challenges that from last year when I did the journaling challenge. So I've been sharing a couple of things, but this has more so has been an internal journey and transition this time around. I just made a post recently about every year around my birthday, I have this type of transition that I'm going through, and every year it's a big choice that I have to make, and it's a choice on what it is that I'm going to be doing. If I'm going to be choosing to continue to walk the way someone else wants me to walk to make things quote unquote easier, or am I going to step out and choose myself? So right on schedule, there was a there's an incident, not even incident, but I'm in a situation now where I'm having to do that, choose myself and continue to walk in my purpose and understand what it is that I'm here for, and understand that if that's not for everyone to understand, and I am perfectly okay with that. I have no problems with not fitting in everyone's box. I don't even like boxes like that, so I'm okay with not fitting in everyone's box. The people that I'm here for, they definitely know how to get in, how to find me. They definitely know where they can reach me, and they definitely know that I'm here for them because of what it is that I'm able to do and put Just Choose You out there and explain what this platform is for and share what this platform is for. The right audience is definitely going to be guided to me, and I trust that wholeheartedly. The universe has not led me wrong yet. So today's guest, Miss Rebecca Thompson, I have been doing some reading. I found a couple of podcasts that she's done. And when I tell you all that I am in love with her message, I am in love with her journey, I am in love with how she got to where she is now, I'm in love with the services that she provides for people. I couldn't be more grateful for the universe leading the proper people to this platform for me. I couldn't be more grateful for the bumps and hurdles it is that I had to go through to understand what this platform is for, to understand what my voice is for, and how it is that I'm supposed to be using it throughout my community. And I couldn't be ever more grateful. And so her message resonates with me as far as understanding how you have to love yourself first. You all know that I'm an advocate, an extreme advocate for self-love. The more you love yourself, the easier it is for you to set boundaries. The easier it is for you to say no. The easier it is for you to live the life that you are meant to live. The easier it is for you to want to explore that when you give yourself that self-love. And I'm amazed and so elated that I'm able to have this intentional conversation with Miss Rebecca this afternoon. And I'm hoping that you all get the same sense and experience her passion about what it is that she does. Appreciate you being a guest on Intentional Conversations with Janelle so much. How are you this Sunday?
I am great, Janelle, and I want to thank you for having me as your guest. I am just ecstatic to be here, and thank you for your very kind introduction. Appreciate that so much.
No problem, no problem. When I earlier today, I Googled. I'm like, okay, should I put a picture up? And she sent me one. But Googling led me to a couple of shows that you had done on a YouTube channel, as well as a show that you've done on someone else's Blog Talk. I think her name was Tati Tippy. But those
Tippy Talk Show.
Yes. Yes, that show, your message, just from reading the intro for your book and your journey on your book, when Missy initially introduced me to you, I was already struck by that. And then just listening to the blogcast with Tippy, as well as watching the YouTube video earlier today, the universe definitely aligns the right people. Because everything it is that you were saying is right on point with everything that I believe in. So, Rebecca Thompson, I love the fact that you transitioned and grew into Rebecca Rising. Can you tell us a little bit how that came about?
Yes. I can kind of back up and give you my story a little bit. I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, small town girl, kind of a narrow background, never exposed to anything metaphysical at all ever in my life. Went off to college, majored in engineering. My boyfriend was an engineer too. We got married right out of college, and we both got jobs as engineers, and everything was going great, and we started raising a family, and he started his own business, and everything's going fine, until all of a sudden it wasn't. There was a downturn in the economy, and his business started to fail, and unfortunately he turned to drink. So he's sinking into alcoholism, and he ended up having to close his business and getting a job. And yeah, he got a job, and we had to move out of state for this job. So, just a lot of turmoil, a lot of change, and financial problems and all kinds of stuff.
Well.
And that led me to embark on a spiritual journey, which I didn't even have the language for that at the time. You know, I wouldn't have even called it that, but looking back, that's really what it was.
Okay. Beautiful. Now, as you stated, listening to the show on Tippy, hearing that you had that quote unquote perfect lifestyle, and then reality hit. What, to me, when people hit that point where they are like, you know, it's either going to be this or it's going to be that, and this or that is me or you, what propelled you to say, I'm going to just choose Rebecca?
Yeah, it took me such a long time, Janelle, to get to that point, because my belief system kind of was, you know, you get married, you stay married for life, and you stand by your man and all that stuff, you know? And
yes.
I just didn't even think I had choices. I felt very stuck, and I was trying to keep it together for my kids. So I was trying to keep things as normal as possible for as long as I could. And I didn't know that I could even make it on my own. I didn't have any confidence. I had never lived by myself. So I had a lot of reasons for kind of maintaining the status quo, you know, as long as I could. But starting on this spiritual journey and starting to see different belief systems, I started to believe different things about myself and about what was possible. So that was really kind of what propelled me into a different way of looking at my life. And in the subtitle of my book, I talk about conversations with the moon, and that was kind of the universe hitting me over the head saying, you know, hey, you got to love yourself. You got to look at your heart. And I had a real aha moment, which was I got up in the middle of the night with my dog and went outside, and there's this big full moon, and the moon, it was like it was talking to me, and I had never experienced anything like that before. And I heard this voice say, you're missing the point. And I thought, what the heck, you know? I thought it was crazy, of course. But the voice went on to say, you know, it's not about where you're going to live and what you're going to do. It's about listening to your own heart and how do you want to feel and who do you want to be in this world, you know?
Absolutely.
And I had never even thought my feelings were important. That had never even occurred to me. It was all about what should I do? You know, what would my mother want me to do? And, you know,
exactly.
What's being a good wife, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, so I was kind of stuck in those roles. And so it was finally, getting these messages that I needed to listen to my own heart and how do I want to feel that really got me on a different path and ultimately to ending my marriage and moving across the country and changing my name. And I have gone by Becky since I was a little girl, even though my given name is Rebecca. And I just decided that I wanted to honor that transformation. You know, I really transformed my whole belief system, and I moved across the country, and I ended my marriage after 30 years. So I started to go by Rebecca. And honestly, I never think of myself as Becky at all anymore. So that's really what led to my title of Rebecca Rising.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I am a firm believer in your name means something, whether it's a name that you choose or whether it's a name that you are given. I am a firm believer that your name carries a lot of power. So I can relate to that totally, totally. My middle name is made up of the first letter of all of my grandmother's names. And I tell my mother that, yes, I tell my mother that God, the universe, however she wants to put it, was guiding her. Because to me, I needed all those ancestors watching over me to make sure that I could get to this point. There were quite a few missteps along the way. So I feel like I was intentionally named that to have all of that power behind me to watch over me as I progress through this realm. So I definitely can relate to the naming and having that relationship with the moon, and especially having that relationship with yourself and learning how to listen to yourself. That's one of my main things that I try to get across to people. Your book, Rebecca Rising, what can we look forward to that? What can that story teach us?
Well, it tells my story of finding that confidence that I lacked and finding that personal power and strength within myself with the support of a very supportive, loving community of friends and coaches. So it's a story of personal empowerment, and it's a story of friendship. It's a story of spiritual growth. And I think for me, the reason I chose to share it is that if there are people out there that are feeling stuck or feeling unempowered, that there is hope and that there is a way out and that there are people that will support you and that the universe will rise up and support you. All you need to do is ask for help and kind of point yourself in the right direction, and all kinds of resources will come to meet you. So that's really the
amazing
message I'm hoping to get across. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. I love it. I love the fact that your message totally resonates with me and the way that it was brought about for us to even meet and have this intentional conversation today. There is one thing that I do want to ask about because it really, really hits home with me. And it's your second book that you have. I believe it's, what's the title for it? I think it's 8:30.
Yes, it's called Sunday at 8:30.
Perfect. Sunday at 8:30. Sunday is a very Sunday to me is my self-care Sunday. That's why I do my shows on Sunday. So Sunday is a powerful
awesome
day for
oh
me.
Wow. Yeah.
And when I saw that, I'm like, Sunday at 8:30, that is amazing. And then when I heard the story behind it on Tippy's show today, I was like, I love it. I have a bestie that I make sure that we try to keep in contact. And it was one complaint that she had for me a while ago that, hey, you need to keep in contact with me more. So over the years, coming into Just Choose You, coming into my business, I began to understand the importance of having that type of relationship with someone. So your Sunday morning at 8:30, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I co-wrote this book with my friend Darlene Ryan, and we have been friends for 30 years since we were young mothers and in our first jobs. And we went to a class in life planning. And so it was all about, it was through work. And so they wanted us to be more productive, you know, get more done and all that. But we soon realized it was more than that we could apply it to all areas of our lives. And so we started doing
okay.
that. And this was more than 20 years ago. And so we've been using the same process for over 20 years, And we started to tell people about it, and they said, wow, you know, just the fact that you've been doing the same process for 20 years is amazing. You ought to write about that. So we started thinking about writing about it. And so we did, you know. But what we do is, you know, we do some visioning and brainstorming and goal setting in different areas of our lives. And we go on a retreat together once a year, and we review our progress from the previous year, and we make plans for the year to come. And where the title comes from, Sunday at 8:30, is that we talk to each other on the phone every Sunday at 8:30 without fail, unless one of us is out
wow.
of the country or something. So we've been doing that for like 16 years since we started out. I lived in the same city and we would get together, you know, but when I moved, which was in 2004, I moved out of state and we made a pact that we would talk weekly. And it was kind of trial and error till we hit on that time. But Sunday at 8:30 kind of emerged as the time that we could manage to hit most consistently. And so it just emerged as the title of our book. But in the book, we talk about the process that we use. And we provide some worksheets at the back of the paperback version so that people can start their own life plan using this process. And I'm working on an online course that we kind of lead you through the process as well. So I'm super excited about that. I was working on it today, actually, right before this call, starting to work on that. Yeah. So, and I do coaching around it. You know, if there are people, again, that feeling stuck in their lives and just want to live with more intention and more freedom and more passion, then, you know, I delight in helping people to kind of find their own personal power and live with more intention. You know, and we know things don't always go according to plan. I mean, you can make all the plans and goals that you want. I mean, look at 2020, right? To anybody that didn't
exactly.
plan for this year, forget it.
Exactly.
You know, but if we do make a plan and we set some goals and we're intentional, you know, that's putting that message out into the universe, right? That this is the longing of my heart. This is what I desire. And the universe, again, will meet you. You know, we'll meet you with resources and we'll help you manifest that or something better, right? Whatever is really best for you.
Definitely. I always say that as soon as your wants align with your needs, I promise you, they're going to start rolling in. They're going to start in your one thing. You'll see that's how the universe is going to always give you what it is that you need. It may not be when you think you need it, but it's definitely going to be what you need. And as long as you learn how to listen to that, you can definitely align your wants with your needs. And yeah. I speaking of this 2020, it is that's going on.
Right.
I have been one that's been saying that this has just been a major shift that has been lining up and gearing up for years, and we are just now in the eye of it. What would you say to other spiritualists or anyone else that may not have that clarity right now? What would you be able to tell someone to? Maybe just a little message about learning how to listen to themselves and finding themselves or anything like that.
I think this is a wonderful time to learn to listen to ourselves. I mean, we're at home more, right? We've had to slow down. We're not in our cars as much, rushing around to different places. So it gives us more time to contemplate what's really important, right? And what are the longings of our heart? I think that's really important to start to identify that. Those are the things that really you're going to start to manifest. If it's truly a longing of your heart or something that lights you up, you know, gives you energy and excitement that you are motivated towards. So those are all the things that, you know, I would encourage people to be thinking about during this time, because we're going to come out of it. We're going to be different. It's going to be a different way of living and working. But I think a lot of positive things are going to come out of this. And it was a very needed kind of break just to shift our culture somehow. And,
yeah.
I think, you know, it could be very fearful. It's very easy as a human to be fearful by a lot of the, you know, things that are going on in the world and all these changes that are taking place. But if we remember who we really are, you know, we're not of this earth, really. You know, we're infinite beings. We came here to have an experience and to learn lessons. And if we remember that we chose to be here, we chose this time. It's very exciting. And there are incredible lessons that we, and gifts that we bring to help. So I think a huge thing that helps me, because I become fearful just like everybody else, is just remembering who I am and that I chose to be here and that there's some reason that I am here, something that I'm going to learn or something that I'm going to bring, or both.
Amazing. Again, I cannot express more gratitude for
Aww.
The right people aligning with Intentional Conversations with Janelle. That is my message. We are all here with these balls of energy experiencing this realm that we're in at this point called life. So this is an opportunity, like you said, for us to be able to sit still for a moment. And if we need to, figure some things out. And it's amazing that, to me, the people that are knowing that that's what they're supposed to be doing and shifting in this time and they're getting it, those are the ones that are going to be getting it. And those are the ones that are here to help everyone else get it. I, like myself and yourself, who are here to say, hey, we've been through this. We've been through that. So we're here to let you know you can make it. You will push through this, definitely. Where can we find you? How can we find your services? How can we follow you? Where can we see more of Rebecca Rising?
Sure. Well, I have my own website, and that is called evolvewithoutlimits.com. So please come and visit me there, and you can see kind of what I'm working on. I'm going to be posting my online course soon, how to get that, and it shows also you have different places that I'm speaking and workshops I might be giving. And it has links to my books. My books are also available on Amazon. So it's Rebecca Rising and also Sunday at 8:30, which co-written with Darlene Ryan. And they're both on Amazon in Kindle version and paperback. And I'm working on an audio version of Rebecca Rising. So that's been a lot of fun, too, recording that. I'm also on Instagram as Rebecca Rising Book and also Rebecca B. Thompson, my personal Instagram. And I have a Facebook page for Rebecca Rising Book as well. And there's a Sunday at 8:30 Facebook page. So please come visit me at any of those places.
Nice. Beautiful. I love that. I love the initially with social media, I was like, it's too nosy. It's everybody in your business. But now I'm loving the way that it's able to connect the like-minded community. I absolutely love it.
Yes.
Well, I have to say I want to ask this. What would be one last thing that you would like to leave for a guest? One lasting thing that you would like to them, our audience, to walk away with?
I would like people to remember that they have way more power than they know. You have way more strength than you know. And you can create the life you want. So go for it, because you are worth it.
Perfect. That was amazing. And I am so thankful for you wanting to have this intentional conversation with me. I'm so glad that my message and my platform resonated with you and it was something that you wanted to do. I appreciate you so much for joining me for this intentional conversation, Rebecca. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you so much, Janelle. And yes, I feel that our messages are very aligned. It was my very great pleasure and honor to be here. And thank you again for having me.
You're more than welcome. Have a good one, Rebecca.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. You all, that was another great intentional conversation with Janelle. The way that things are lining up for intentional conversations, the guests that are lining up and being sent to me once I decided what this platform is for, you all just don't know. I cannot express in words what is going on. I can't express the feeling that I have for what is going right now, for Just Choose You, for Intentional Conversations with Janelle, for my t-shirts, for everything it is that's coming about, because now I have the mobility to move as I want to. So thank you again for enjoying and allowing me into your space in this intentional conversation. Thank you for having me here and listening to me. Learn you, love you, live you, just choose you. Love and light. Deuces. I'll see you all next week.